Protecting New Hampshire from a broad-based sales or income tax has been a major issue in New Hampshire elections for decades, at least according to political scientist Dean Spiliotis.
It goes back to the early 1970s and Governor Meldrum Thompson, who pledged to veto any broad-based sales or income tax.
And this year's race for governor and even Congress have been no different.
If we were to elect Maggie Hassan, who ran on an income tax...
I will veto an income or a sales tax.
And I'm here to talk about taxes and the New Hampshire income tax.
That was gubernatorial candidates Ovid LaMontagne and Maggie Hassan, and Congressman Charlie Bass, whose office gives him no say over state taxes. But for all the talk around the income tax this season, the proposed constitutional amendment banning a personal income tax hasn't gotten much attention. Why? Kevin Smith became the chair of a no-income tax PAC after losing his party's gubernatorial primary to Ovid LaMontagne. At a recent press conference, Smith hinted that money has something to do with it.
We don't have a large budget, but we've got enough to get some signs done, some literature, and go up on radio.
A UNH poll released in late October showed that the amendment is unlikely to receive the 67% of votes it needs to become law. Smith says had there been a longer campaign for the income tax amendment, the issue could have driven more supporters to the polls.
Had it been a longer campaign on it, had more people been educated about the question, prior to the primary, it probably would have driven out turnout more.
Jeff McLynch is the executive director of the Liberal New Hampshire Fiscal Policy Institute and is campaigning against the income tax ban. He says elections and the legislative process are the best way to deal with state tax policy, not the Constitution.
It's about the Constitution, and it's about the way we make choices and the choices we're going to allow our children and grandchildren to make.
Grant Bossy works for the Josiah Bartlett Center for Public Policy, a conservative think tank. In January, he wrote an article for the New Hampshire Watchdog saying that although he thinks an income tax is, quote, a really bad idea, banning it would be politically unsavvy. He says that the threat of an income tax gives Republicans a huge advantage when it comes to winning elections.
Democrats would like to have a race where we're not talking about taxes and spending because those are traditionally strong Republican issues. Republicans would prefer to fight on those terms. Democrats would like to talk about other issues, education, health care, issues where their message has a little more support.
Bossy says that if Democrats want to win more elections in New Hampshire, they should vote for the proposed income tax ban, even though they don't support it. Not very likely. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.